Ye say the sky is red and lowering, therefore a storm draweth nigh. Ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. For they were eating and drinking and building until the flood destroyed them all. Until the flood destroyed them all.
You know, the flood. God did not want to destroy them. It was not God's idea. He had created all men. He had created the world. And when he created it, it was very good. I picture the rain coming down and the waters rising. I picture the rain as the tears of God weeping for his children. He never wanted it to be that way. It is not God's will that any should perish. The Son of Man is not coming to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Oh, it was not God's idea. God's tears came out in that flood. It was people who did it. Oh, how God wept those 40 days. God wanted to be people's friends. He wanted to know all men. He wanted to be their friend, have a relationship. He created us for his pleasure. But they had forgotten him. They did not remember God. They were eating and drinking. We've all got to eat and drink. They were building. They were marrying and giving in marriage. Oh, God loves marriage. It was not that they were sinning. At least that's not what it says. But they had forgotten God. Oh, do not forget God. Write the vision, make it plain. Write what God has brought you to. Malachi 3:16 says, "And a book of remembrance was written for them that feared the Lord and that thought on his name." Oh, remember the Lord. If you have fallen, remember from whence you have fallen and repent. Let it not be forgotten. Do not forget the work of the Lord. You can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Do not miss a move of God. When he moves, move along with him. Discern the signs of the times. Discern the hand of God. Where is he moving? What is he doing? Oh, don't destroy yourself, but remember God.
A storm draweth nigh. Ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. For they were eating and drinking and building until the flood destroyed them all. Until the flood destroyed them all. Summer is nigh, and so we see iniquity abounding, so we know our redemption is nigh. So let us flee out of Babylon, lest we get consumed in her iniquity. And let us not look back for anything, but let us be watching for our King. Let us be watching. The leaves fall from the trees, so we know that winter is nigh. And so we see the love of many waxing cold, so we know that the end draweth nigh. See brothers betraying brothers. We see parents betraying their children. So let us be faithful to one another and help each other to overcome. Let us love one another. We see the sun coming over the hill, so we know the morning has come. And so we see that the night is far spent and the day has finally come. So let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us walk as the children of the day. And let us be faithful to our loving Master, and He will give us the morning star. Yes, He will give us the morning star. And the day star shall arise in your heart.
Oh, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us walk as children of the day. Be faithful to our loving Master.